23. Do's and Don'ts in American Culture. Americans come from many backgrounds, have many heritages, speak many languages, and eat many cuisines. Some Americans are born in America. Some immigrate to their new home later in life. Let's learn about American culture and etiquette together. Socializing with friends and business associates. Nice to meet you. Do. Ask about a person's job, hobbies, interests, their family, and, if applicable, where they are traveling. Don't. Ask about a person's age, weight, or salary. Once you get to know a person, they may share this with you, but it's considered rude to ask at a first meeting. Another question to avoid. Do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend? Americans value their individuality, and some prefer to talk mainly about themselves at a first meeting. Saying hello. Do. Shake hands when meeting someone for the first time. Shake with your right hand, with a strong grip, 1 to 2 times, and let go promptly. Do. Ask, how are you? Or, how are you doing? The polite answer, even if it is not true, is, I'm fine. How are you? A fully honest answer is not expected unless you know someone very well. Do. Wave hello or hug your American friends. If you're not sure which one to choose, watch what others are doing around you. Don't. Hug for too long. Usually, a hug lasts up to 2 seconds, unless the huggers are close friends or romantic partners. Hugging too long can violate an American sense of personal space. Personal space. Do. Maintain a distance of about 0.5 meters between two people in a conversation. If you are close friends, the distance is smaller. If you are opposite genders, it's polite to maintain a slightly greater distance. Don't touch someone's body without asking if it's okay first. Female friends will occasionally link arms or hold hands. But in general, holding hands and prolonged touching of someone else's stomach or lower back is a sign of a romantic relationship. Do. Americans regularly cross their legs and show the bottoms of their shoes. It's not considered rude. Having fun and making jokes. Do. Listen to the kinds of jokes people around you are making. Freedom of speech allows Americans to make jokes about public figures, government officials, as well as ideas, words, and silly situations. Don't. Make personal jokes. These include jokes about someone's weight, height, skin color, gender, sexuality, salary, religion, and intelligence. These kinds of jokes are generally thought to be insulting. Eating with Americans. Visiting an American home on a special occasion. Do. Wipe your shoes at the entrance of the house and keep them on. Do. Bring a small gift for your host or hostess, such as flowers or a bottle of wine. Do. Take your full serving of food at the beginning of the meal. Food is served on large plates, which everyone passes around the table. If you don't want a dish, don't take a serving. Do. Put your large cloth napkin on your lap at a formal dinner. Use it and reuse it when you need it. Don't chew with your mouth open or talk with a full mouth. Some Americans are more relaxed about this rule of etiquette, while some find it very rude. Dinner at a restaurant. Do. Share appetizers with everyone at the table. Don't. share your main meal unless you are close friends with your dinner party. Do take food home or leave food on the plate if you can't finish the meal. American portions are famously large, and you are not expected to finish your food at a restaurant. Tipping. Do split the bill at a casual or family gathering. This means each person pays for themselves. In a business setting, sometimes the company will pick up the tab. Don't forget to tip. Tip your waiter or waitress 20% or more of your bill. Tipping less is considered stingy or insulting. Time in American culture. Do arrive early or on time to business meetings, appointments, classes, and meals at home and at restaurants. If you know you will be late, it's polite to call the people you are meeting and let them know. Time is money, Americans say. This means Americans think about time as something that is spent and given, wasted and invested, just like money. Don't be late if you can avoid it. Being punctual is highly valued in American culture. Being early or on time is a sign of professionalism. And even among friends, it's a sign of respect if you arrive at the agreed-upon time. Think about it. Continue thinking about the differences and similarities between American and Thai culture and etiquette with these questions. 1. Compare American and Thai etiquette when first meeting a friend or business associate. What do you do with your hands? 2. Compare American and Thai ideas of personal space. How large is an American sense of personal space? 3. Compare eating at an American home and eating at a Thai home. What do you do at the table? What isn't allowed? 4. Compare tipping in American restaurants and tipping in Thai restaurants. When do you tip? How much? Why? 5. Compare the perception of time in American culture and Thai culture. What does being early mean?